I mean, we'd already spoken. I'd already spoken to a lot of people who were affected by this tragedy, like, you know, quite closely. So, but by the next day, I think it was when the staff from the Music Cafe had started to gather outside the school, you know, where the shelter was. And I remember they were all hugging, and they were sitting under a tree, sort of away from the front door. And some of them were wearing Music Cafe T-shirts, so I knew, you know, I knew who they were. And obviously, I knew they had lost a lot of friends and coworkers, things like that. So I actually sat there for about, not far from them, for like almost an hour. I was there early in the morning, and I was so nervous to approach them. And just because I just thought for sure, I didn't want to upset them. I thought I'd be rejected. And upset them at the same time. And I was just sort of thinking about the way to approach them. And anyway, eventually I worked up the courage to do it, and it worked. And you know, a couple of them didn't want to talk to me, but a couple of them did, and they spoke at length, and they were happy to talk to me. So, like I said, I guess you just have to approach people in a, you know, the gentlest way possible. I mean, sometimes you do hear stories about reporters who are much too aggressive, and I think in these cases, I mean, you know, first and foremost, we're all humans, right? Like you have to treat people like human beings, so not just sort of a clip machine.